This is Minnesota Native News. I'm Marie Rock. This week on Minnesota Native News, we'll talk to a historian and producer, Dr. Kate Bean, who recently released the documentary, Ohiesa, Soul of an Indian. The documentary follows her on a journey, more than a decade long, to examine the life and historical significance of her relative, Charles Eastman, a celebrated Dakota writer and physician. Reporter Cole Primo has more.
He was the first American Indian writer of international renown who was published and is still published.
When somebody like Eastman asserts himself as an Indian person, he's doing so in defiance of that fundamental belief that Indian people are going to fade into the sunset. He's refusing to fade.
The recently released documentary, Ohiesa, Soul of an Indian, explores the life of Ohiesa, who is also known by his English name, Charles Eastman. Born in 1858 in Redwood Falls, Minnesota, Ohiesa was part of the last generation to experience how Dakota life was before the tribe's removal from their native lands. He was only 4 years old when the Dakota War occurred, also known as the Sioux Uprising of 1862. With his father thought killed in the war, Ohiesa then lived in exile for 11 years in Manitoba. Then, his family settled in Flandreau, in eastern South Dakota. That family includes Dr. Kate Bean, who now lives in Minnesota and works at the Minnesota Historical Society. She co-produced the documentary along with her father, Sid Bean. In the Dakota way, Ohiesa is Kate Bean's grandfather. In the English way, he'd be considered her great uncle.
I would say that my grandfather, Charles Eastman, he lived a really interesting life. I think that he lived a life that really highlights and is reflective of a lot of the struggles our community has gone through, but it's also distinct in a lot of different ways.
The film is not just a biography. Not only does the documentary offer a view of Ohiesa's life, it also shows Kate Bean's journey of looking into his life and her own journey as a Dakota scholar. I asked her why this technique was used.
That was my dad's decision. And actually, it was something that I fought for 12 years.
Kate Bean says what she thought might be a straight documentary with some talking heads became much more personal.
I also trust and love my father and his vision. And what he really felt is that in order for the story of my grandfather to be better understood today, that he needed a younger storyteller, that he needed to make it relatable to contemporary society in some way.
Back to Ohiesa. His life would include cutting off his long native hair, going to boarding school and later Dartmouth College, where Kate Bean would attend over 100 years later.
I feel like certain things happen for certain reasons. You know, when we started the film, we didn't know that I was gonna get the Charles Eastman Fellowship at Dartmouth. I hadn't even met my husband yet. I didn't know I was gonna end up moving to Pine Ridge. And so it's interesting to me now looking back and seeing the way in which our lives really did parallel each other.
Eastman then got a medical degree at Boston College, becoming the nation's second native doctor. One part of his incredible life experiences includes being an agency physician in Lakota Pine Ridge Reservation in South Dakota. He said it was a bleak and desolate place, but it's also where he said he realized the dream of his life, to become some service to his people. In 1890, he also experienced the Wounded Knee Massacre.
Charles was the only doctor to care for the wounded.
We found the body of a woman completely covered with a blanket of snow. We found them scattered along as they had been relentlessly hunted down and slaughtered while fleeing for their lives.
In fact, Dr. Kate Bean says part of what sparked the inspiration for the documentary was the dramatic HBO movie, Bury My Heart at Wounded Knee. She says the TV story, featuring her grandfather Charles Eastman, was more fiction than truth.
And made for a confusing story that was really historically inaccurate.
She says it was time for her family to speak up and tell his story correctly in the documentary. Eastman is arguably best known for his writings. His first book, Indian Boyhood, was published in 1902.
What I find really interesting in his writing is the way in which he starts talking about his life in Indian boyhood and then from the deep woods of civilization, and he kind of takes you on this journey with him.
Charles Eastman wrote a total of 11 books, and all of them were successful, with many translated into multiple languages.
Our hope is that people honor him and remember him for what he contributed and for the ways in which he helped share who we are as Dakota people with the world.
For more, you can stream or purchase the documentary Ohiesa, Soul of an Indian online. I'm Cole Primo.
Minnesota Native News is produced by Ampers, diverse radio for Minnesota's communities, made possible by funding from the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund and the citizens of Minnesota.